T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Clevenger joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mike, what a start you're off to, man. A 276 ERA, a 107 whip, the strikeout numbers are strong. Everything's looking good. You feeling good right now?
Yeah, I mean, I feel strong. Feel ready to keep going.
That's it? Yeah, nothing more than that? You know, I thought you'd be all excited about the great start.
Welcome to the show, Mike.
You stunned me there a little bit.
No, I'm superstitious.
Okay.
Oh, you don't want jinx
it. I got you. Fair enough. I get it.
Mike, I'm very superstitious, too. Yeah. I think we talked to you about this a little bit last year because we had you on the show. What's the number one thing you're superstitious about to get you ready to go before a game?
I mean, my pregame or in-between inning thing is the exact same every time. I mean, I fold my towel and have to fold it, like, perfectly, and I set it down and set my water that I was drinking on top of it. Then I put my jacket over the chair, and then I do 3 swipes in my hat, and then hop over the line, and then I flip the ball up to myself with just my glove, like, flip it back up. But that's every single inning.
That's intense. What happens if somebody, like, came over and, like, knocked your water bottle over, or the trainer grabbed your water bottle or something?
Oh, no. As long as I do it and I did it and set it up before I left, it's fine.
So. I'm with you. Do you walk out the same door you go in?
Yeah, I do the same hamstring stretch on the stairs on the far side of the dugout and do the hamstring stretch and kiss my glove and then jump over the line and flip the ball up.
What would happen if you a black cat ran in front of your car on the way to the ballpark?
Oh, my dad used to bug the crap out of me doing 100 X's on the window every time we saw one. He'd do all 100 X's on the window. He still do it to this day.
Have to.
And, Mike, have you ever heard of former pitcher by the name of Turk Wendell?
No, I haven't. That's a good name, though.
All right, well, you got to look him up. I'm telling you, you want to talk about superstition. This guy used to brush his teeth in the dugout after every inning. He would brush and floss his teeth in the dugout. I'm serious. Turk Wendell, he pitched in the big leagues from like it was early 90s to early 2000s. He was mostly a relief pitcher, if I remember correctly. But he pitched for the Mets, the Cubs. He bounced around. But check it out. He had some crazy superstitions. It was funny. Well, all right, Mike. So you guys are back home. You're playing Kansas City. You know, the team's off to an okay start. 500, obviously, better was expected. How do you feel the team's coming together right now at this point?
I mean, I think it's the same similar story to last year, and we're just still going to find our identity. I think we're, on the cusp of coming together and being that, team everyone wants out the gate. And, we're still looking up at first place, and we're not playing to our full potential, so it's always a promise. And, I mean, same thing as last year. Once we found our identity, we started rolling. I think it's the same thing.
Are you worried about the fashion police who are apparently after you right now?
Yeah, I don't understand that, man. That one's a bit of a reach for me. I usually don't speak up about stuff like this, but that was
Well, Mike, what happened? We saw your tweet. Did you get fined?
Oh no, my next time I'll get fined. This was a warning to let me know I'm going to be fined if I break the if I'm not fashion forward into the MLB perspective.
What did you do?
I have these cleats that have a sunflower on the inside and a lotus on the other for my two daughters. Penelope's our sunflower, and Piper's middle name is Lotus. And they're my little flower children, and I guess they didn't like that they were very colorful. I don't know if it's distracting or what, but I can tell you from not a hitter, but I know that if my cleat distracts you from hitting, you're not hitting in the big leagues. So I don't know
that's
how
crazy.
That...
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I agree. You joked and you said, make baseball fun again. And I agree with you. I mean, that's stupid. There's just no reason to be messing with that.
So what do you have to do? I'm sure all your cleats have these logos on them. Do you have to get new cleats?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to get another pair tainted within the restraints, I guess.
That's so
my Mother's Day cleats are a bit out of the restraints, but they want to fine me for you know, representing the women that helped me get to where I'm at, they can do that. But I already had those drawn up and made, so those are already ready to go for Saturday. So we'll see where that goes.
What are you doing for the Mother's Day cleats?
I mean, I got pink cleats that have two purple lotuses on the side. They're all pink, and they have Monica's name, my two daughters on the back, and then has my mom on the right cleat.
That's cool.
With all the women in my life.
That's really cool. We're talking with Indian starting pitcher Mike Clevinger. Mike, you guys went to Puerto Rico a couple weeks ago. You know, watching it on TV, it seemed like a lot of fun. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, man, it was unreal. I mean, it was unreal to see the gratitude of the people there that were just, especially after what they just went through with their whole, you know, everything they knew got destroyed, and just to see how happy they were to see us there and see us play. I mean, it's kind of eye-opening, like what impact of this, you know, we just play a game, but what it can do for, you know, people in a time of need.
It was pretty cool to see Frankie go back home and have that home run. It was, you know, we watch it on TV, and I got chills. I can't imagine being there. What was it like?
Yeah, no, I mean, I talked about that earlier today. It's almost like, you know, anytime there's a big moment about to happen, you look up and he's on deck and you know it's about to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's like the second we got to Puerto Rico, it's almost like everybody there knew it was going to happen. Just who's it going to be off of and when is it going to happen? And that was kind of, course, his first game there. It was, I mean, as expected, but you can't take things like that for granted. He's a special player through and through.
Mike, I think we talked to you about your hair before as well, but I'm sure you saw this. Frankie shaved his head. He lost a bet to his high school team as they went undefeated.
Thrown off seeing the pictures of him with a shaved head.
Would you ever shave your locks?
I don't think I'd ever make that bet, so I'd lose it to have to shave my locks. So, no, I can't. I'd lose my powers.
That's it? You think you believe that brings you good luck? Like Thor? Are you like Thor, kind of? Or not Thor, but...
No, I've always had long hair on and off my whole life, and then I went to the Citadel at a high school, and that was the first time I was really told, like, I had to be shaved the whole entire time, and I think me having to have a bald head for a year and a half kind of, like, made me realize how much I missed my long hair and want it back.
Would you ever wear a man bun?
Oh, yeah, I mean, when I work, I always do.
It's a man bun, okay. Yeah.
Would
you pull it off, though?
I'd like to think so.
Are you a Marvel movie guy, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like a huge Marvel in general, but no, I'm a big movie guy in general, so any good movies, I'm always there to see.
All right, well, what's the best movie you've seen recently? Do you get the chance to watch movies ever during the season?
I guess you do a little bit. It's like one of the highlights of off days and stuff, but... Recently, I mean, Jumanji was way better than I expected it to be. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun the whole time.
Mike, how old are your kids?
2 and 1.
Wow.
My kids are 8 and 5. And even my 5-year-old loved Jumanji. I like Jumanji. You know, I'm 35. I feel like I'm 12. But I thought Jumanji was awesome. That was a great movie.
Yeah, I love that. Especially The Rock and Kevin Hart's back and forth.
And their characters are just...
Jack Black.
They play... You know, the roles that they slide into in the game are totally opposite of like what they look like, which is why it's so funny.
Mike, have you met anybody, non-baseball player, have you met anybody famous yet that because you're a baseball player you got to meet, that it was cool?
Well, I mean, Stipe's around here a lot.
Sure.
And he's the reigning world champ. That's pretty famous.
Does he? Well, he played baseball as a kid. I mean, not as a kid, even in high school.
It was my very first day in the big leagues before I went to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Before I went to Cincinnati, he was in the clubhouse, and I was like, I didn't realize who it was at first. He was wearing the number 1 jersey with jeans. I'm like, who's rocking their jersey in blue jeans right now? And then I realized it was Stipe, because I saw the belt, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And then he goes out there and hits a home run in his first BP on the field. So
wow. Hey, Mike, did you get a chance to see Baker Mayfield, the Browns draft pick, when he threw out the first pitch?
Oh, I saw him drop into that back leg and knew he was going to rifle it, which I appreciate that. I appreciate the effort. That's what you want to see. But he had a good arm action. Just get it under control.
Is he tall enough?
Yeah. I mean, it's about what's inside, and I think he's definitely got that heart. If there's anything he does have, that's something you can't deny.
He's
a competitor, and he's a winner.
Do you like football?
I do. I like the Jaguars, and sorry, Browns fans.
It's all right.
I'm from Jacksonville.
I'm in the team.
Same boat as you guys until last year.
Yeah, that's right.
At least they went back to the good uniforms, though.
Do you have faith in Blake Bortles? You want to plead the fifth on that one?
I have faith in Tom Coughlin.
There you go.
I believe in Blake Bortles, and I'm in.
Mike, when you look at the rotation, and I know Tomlin's struggling right now, but Kluber, you know, obviously coming off another Cy Young, you know, great season. Carrasco, after a couple of hiccups, got back on track with his last start. Obviously, Bauer's been sensational this year. Is it contagious when other guys are pitching so well around you? Does it do something that you think helps you pitch better?
I mean, yeah, it does. Because, I mean, it's just to say, I mean, I put this analogy before, but, I mean, if you're in a class full of your peers and there's supposed to be an easy test and everyone's getting at least a B and you're out there with a D on your paper, you're going to do something to change that so you're not that kid every single week. And it's kind of the same thing here. It was just like, you know, Kluber and Carrasco is out there dealing every single time. You see Bauer's like, you know, I got to start meeting this bar, and it trickles down to me, and then I got to start meeting that bar. There's really not room for error with, you know, how well they're going out there and performing day in and day out.
Mike, you know, obviously Bauer's been great again on the field, but he has stirred it up a bit off the field again. He did make the comments about Gerrit Cole, and the Astros weren't really happy about that. Are you guys concerned that we could see a little beanball when you guys play them?
No, I don't think anything like that, but it's definitely going to be a postseason atmosphere. So, I mean, I'm stoked to feel that again. So, I mean, you want to poke a bear, poke that bear, that's fine.
Yeah.
we'll meet him between the lines and then see who's still mad.
Andrew Miller comes off the DL today. How big is that?
Oh, I mean, that's huge. I mean, he's probably the best at doing what he does, period, not just on this team. So, I mean, that's a huge, huge pick-me-up. And I know our bullpen's been trying to extend innings and throwing a lot of pitches, so I know they're going to take that as, you know, a big sign of relief to get some help out there too.
Yeah, right. It's obviously it's been a struggle. Are the guys – you think the guys are still confident out in the pen? Because it's been a struggle for a lot of those guys the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely confident. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's a lot of things that aren't seen out there, especially with bullpen guys that get unnoticed, and that's the getting up and down, you know, like, well, things didn't work out last outing, even though you went back-to-back that third day. They got to get in here to the field, get their arm situated to try to work on that before the game, throw some more intensity pitches to a catcher working on whatever they weren't feeling, and then maybe get back into the game again. And on top of missing a huge arm like Miller, they're trying to cover more ground than ever. So, I mean, it was just a huge – I mean, it was a long road trip, like back-to-back road trips, whatever. It's taxing on their arm, taxing on their body. So, I mean, it's like a – There was a perfect storm for just like, you know, the things didn't fall their way and now it's like exploited, but it's really not, it's not that way. And I know us in the clubhouse don't see it that way. And I know they're not taking that to heart that we had a bad little stretch because they're still the same bullpen that was, I mean, Andrew Miller is not the only one that made our bullpen the best in the league last year.
Sure.
So, I mean, he's a huge contributing factor. There's obviously a lot of other arms out there that are, you know, putting up ridiculous numbers. So I think once we get him back, we get everyone back their feet underneath him, we're going to be fine.
But do you guys pay attention to the Cavaliers?
Yeah, we do.
You had a chance to go to any games this year?
No, not yet.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Could LeBron James play baseball?
Watch what he's doing right now.
Oh, I know, but I mean...
Damn near anything.
We talk about that all the time. Like, the guy would probably be good at any sport if he put his time
into it. If he had been playing it since he was a kid. I think that's such a freak.
Yeah, just minus the seeing 95 at the plate. I don't think he's ready for that. But if you want to, I bet he can throw a ball 400 feet and
put him in center field
pretty impressively.
Yeah,
put him in center field. Just let him chase down fly balls.
Let him just guard that wall.
Yeah,
that's right.
I don't know. Zimmer's been running through him.
That's
lately.
True.
I don't know if he needs that out there.
Yeah, Mike. Last thing. You know, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, changes to baseball. There's been more strikeouts than hits this year for the first time in the history of the game. The three true outcomes: walk, strikeouts, and home runs are happening more often, and maybe to the detriment of the game. Games are taking a long time. There's been talk about shortening the season. I know Anthony Rizzo recently said that baseball season's too long. What's your thoughts? Would you like to see the season go to 154? There's been talks about that. Do you think baseball needs to make some changes, or do you think it's fine just the way it is?
I mean, I've been a baseball fan and a player my whole life, so I mean, I'm not going to see. It doesn't bother me, should I say. I mean, it's always a running joke any time the game's taking a while, like about how long the game is. But I don't know about changing the structure of the game would do, you know, justice for the past or the future. So, I mean, that's a fine line they're going to have to walk with deciding what they do.
No doubt.
Pace of play, things are already becoming like, I don't know how much faster it's making the game, but I know if there's something that happens underneath, or like it takes a minute, or you're talking to a pitching coach, and then all of a sudden the umpire's trying to tell you you have two pitches to throw. Like, that's not speeding up the game. That's only hurting somebody. Like, that's all you're doing. Right. You're not. What are you going to sick shave 3 minutes? You think that's going to make a 12-year-old want to watch longer? That's
right.
Not
stupid.
What's gonna do it.
Exactly. I agree. I think baseball. I've said for years, baseball needs to do a better job of promoting their star players. And there's so many good young stars in baseball. I think baseball doesn't do as good a job as the NFL and the NBA do at promoting their stars.
No, I mean, they isolate certain major areas and they get promoted to the extreme. And then, you know, that's only going to work well for those certain regions of the U.S.
Right.
So when you're only isolating, when you're isolating some guys off to only their state, whoever is covering them, promoting them,
right?
You know, that's killing promotion across the land, let alone, you know, countrywide.
Mike, make sure you check out Turk Wendell. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. Google it when you get the chance. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike Clevenger.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.